Most of us probably have seen sheep only at the state fair, if you go and see all the animals. Otherwise, you might see them driving through the countryside, or maybe you have a friend or relative that raises sheep. In any case, sheep are an important part of Israel's history. Actually, I like goats better than sheep. Goats have more personality. Yeah, and they do strange things and crazy things, and you can laugh at them, but sheep are just kind of dumb. They just follow the leader and don't have much personality. And that's why shepherds are so important in Israel's day, because sheep were a part of the culture and a part of their lives, and the shepherds were the ones that took care of them, obviously, because they couldn't care for themselves. And so we have in the Old Testament all kinds of references to shepherds. David was a shepherd before he was called to be the king of Israel. And so we hear that in the Old Testament, and especially we hear that at the beginning of Israel's freedom. We remember the Passover meal where they were called to take a lamb and offer it to God and eat the lamb and then put the blood of the lamb on the doorposts of their home so the angel of death would pass by them and not destroy their firstborn son, or a child rather. And so the Israelites ate this meal, this special meal they were called to eat, and prepared for this journey to freedom across the Red Sea. And the blood on the doorposts was symbolic of the fact that they were the chosen people and the angel would not stop at their place. Jesus at his baptism was called the Lamb of God, as we heard this morning. John the Baptist, this is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. So Jesus is the new Lamb according to the scriptures. Not the old lamb that was offered in sacrifice for Passover, but rather the new lamb who was offered at his crucifixion for all the people. In a sense, he replaced the old lamb and became the new lamb, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And Jesus himself described himself as the good shepherd, as we all know. We hear about that several times during the year, that Jesus is the good shepherd. And he says other things about himself related to that, like, I'm the gate, the sheep gate. He who enters me enters eternal life, enters through me enters eternal life. And so Jesus himself was aware that he was the new lamb that would be slaughtered. He was the new lamb who came on earth to save his people. Just like in the Old Testament, that first lamb would save the people as they ate it to be strong enough to journey through the Red Sea to the Promised Land. And so our Jesus is the summation of all that has to do with sheep and lambs in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Jesus has offered his own life just as they offered the life of the lamb. And they put the blood on the lamppost, and Jesus bled for us on the cross. And they didn't need to put the blood anywhere because all people were saved through the cross. There wasn't any distinction between those who were saved and those who weren't. Because for Jesus, everyone is saved. And we also hear the idea of a gentle as a lamb. And Jesus is described as a gentle lamb that will not quench the fire and will not bend the reed. We hear that in the scriptures as well. So Jesus is the new lamb. Jesus is the one who represents the plan of God to all his people. He's the summation, he's the completion of that process. And finally, we come to ourselves today. How does that affect us? Well, before we receive communion from this altar, we say, Lord, I am not. We say, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. We said that at the beginning, and we say it always before we receive communion, before we receive this new Lamb who has taken away our sins, who is the new sacrifice and who in reality gives us himself. He himself said that, as you know, at the Last Supper. Eat, this is my body, drink, this is my blood. It's real food and real drink. And so you and I, we aren't on the journey across the Red Sea to the Promised Land, but we are on the journey to the new Promised Land, to the eternal life, which has been given as a gift through Jesus' death and resurrection. And so every time we celebrate the Mass, we remember we're part of that whole tradition of the Lamb and salvation. And so we come to Mass each week. We celebrate our new journey, the journey to eternal life. We celebrate it just as they did in the far away in the past by the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.